It all started when Alan Keyes made a comment on a gay satellite radio network this week that homosexuality is selfish hedonism. The remark did not sit well with party leaders in Keyes' adopted state of Illinois, especially because he was asked a follow-up question, and in answer to that said that Dick Cheney's lesbian daughter would fit that definition. State party chairwoman Judy Barr Topinka called the statement idiotic.
These statements, as far as I'm concerned, are just out of bounds, especially when they start attacking people's children. I will have none of that. I mean, kids are not born wishing to be politicians. They just kind of wind up there and, you know, kind of have to roll with the punches, and that's just not fair. And I think, you know, he's kind of a press hog. You know, that's fine. I understand that. There's many politicians who are. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you that I'm not from time to time. But after a while, you know, the loud, shrill din, you stop listening to it.
Keyes stuck by his remarks when he visited the Republican delegation Wednesday morning.
So if you say that homosexuality is predicated on selfish hedonism, you mean, of course, that it is the pursuit of pleasure through the use of the organs intended for procreation in order to satisfy selfish and self-centered purposes. That, by the way, is an objective fact.
Keyes was also quick to point out that banning gay marriage is included in the Republican Party's platform, but most of the state's top Republicans were unhappy. Former Governor Jim Thompson says Keyes is extreme and offensive, and that Illinois voters have to suffer him as a candidate. And former Governor Jim Edgar calls the remarks extremely unfortunate.
It takes away from the real issues in this campaign, and that's national security and, to some extent, the economy for a U.S. Senate candidate. And it's, you know, I just hope that we can get back on what we ought to be talking about. And again, I just don't think family members of candidates, unless that family member is an active campaigner, is fair game at all. I just think that's extremely inappropriate.
Even State Senator Dave Severson, a Rockford Republican instrumental in getting Keyes on the ballot, could not do much about the fallout within the party.
We shouldn't be about name-calling. The Republican Party is a party with a big tent, and what binds us together is the fiscal issues. So we believe in smaller government. We believe in personal responsibility. Those are the things that bring the Republican Party together.
Severson says there is a lot of diversity in the Illinois Republican Party. The audience on a gay satellite radio network is relatively small, so few people heard Keyes' original remarks, but the ensuing publicity makes it harder for Illinois Republicans to reach out to centrist voters in the Senate race, and much to the chagrin of Jim Edgar, who chairs the Bush campaign in Illinois, it might bring out a protest vote that would also go against the president. Reporting from the Republican National